Lumpy snowflakes tumble from above. Blue Christmas dancing out of the speakers of Mary Had a Little Boutique. The historical brick buildings glisten like icicles in the pearly dusk that shadows Old Homestead Road, all of their names hand-lettered across display windows. This tiny Colorado Valley town has a population south of 2,000, composed of six blocks neatly divided between three roads, the middle one the commercial strip. Despite having lived here for about 8 months, I've never ventured into town before, since I might be recognized, wearing off-the-rack Rue 21. Or worse, I might not be recognized at all. Everything here has a cutesy name, usually Old West or mountain-inspired, as if anyone could forget we're in the Rocky Mountains when we're literally shaded by them. Spruce It Up Hair Saloon, Frontier Hardware, Silver Mine Dining, Rocky Road Ice Cream Parlor. The boutique glowing in front of me is rustic, wedding-in-a-barn trendy, like if the Lumineers were a store. Surely I'll find gifts for my prickly, difficult-to-please relatives in here. I have to. The store is small and brightly lit, so it's impossible to avoid the attention of its manager, leaning eagerly across the counter when I push open the door, its bells chiming. Her eyes squint, then widen. "You look familiar. Are you?" "No," I'm quick to respond, turning to run an idle finger over a cloth napkin. My stomach churns at the $40 price tag. "I'm nobody." She snaps her fingers. "Betty Hughes! Oh my goodness! You must be here visiting your grandparents. I'm always seeing Lawrence's car whizzing around. It's such a treat every time. Always waves hello, stops for a chat if he has a minute. Couldn't be nicer." Her voice goes a bit wobbly. "Your grandmother isn't as... well, she's busy. Probably gets tired of being stopped all the time for autographs." She tries to sound cheerful about whatever memory she's reliving, in which my grandmother crushed the warm, friendly image this woman had held of her like a sorceress grinding the bones of her admirers. I smile tightly. "Sorry to disappoint. I get that comparison a lot, but I'm not Betty." She's confused for a moment, and then she winks exaggeratedly.
"Ah, gotcha. Don't worry. I won't say anything, not a peep."
We're in on a secret together as she watches me browse. I can't concentrate, painfully aware of her attention. This is what's popular now. High-quality, artisanal presents from small but expensive holes in the wall. I can see my younger sister Kaya now, gifting me a secret, never-before-released album from one of my favorite bands that she procured in a water tower-turned musical speakeasy somewhere in New York. Athena, my other sister, topping her by gifting me a bathtub fashioned from a rare type of volcanic rock that self-heats, which she got from a store in Denmark that disappeared the day after she made her purchase. My relatives and I don't give each other anything with a recognizable label. The more obscure and personalized, the more exclusive. I'm tired of giving the family's worst gifts. I'm tired of everyone pretending my offerings weigh the same as theirs.
"Do you need help hunting for a present for someone special?" "Look at this," the manager says, emerging over my shoulder with a clay pitcher. "I think your grandfather might like this." I jump.
I twist a "you don't even know my grandfather" into submission, because maybe that's not true. Maybe Mary from Mary Had a Little Boutique knows Lawrence Watson better than I do. After all, he's lived in Teller City half his life. "I'm not who you think I am."
"Right, right."
She glances at the window, at all the cars parked along the slushy street. Business is booming at the evil shop next door.
"They're gonna run me out of business," she laments.
Then she cranes up at the sky, as if photographers might be dangling from helicopters.
"We got this in today."
She shows me a crocheted sweater with a price tag of $145.
"Beautiful, isn't it beautiful? Handmade, too. Lady by the name of Daisy makes these. Told me she only crochets one a month. They're so much effort.